Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wide open phones. Prominent member of Congress says it looks like Obama's going to use the flu as a pretext for a martial law takeover. They want to do AIDS virus vaccine test in the U.S. Ladies and gentlemen, African, even African countries on the payroll have said no. China has said no. No one, I've been watching this last 5 years or so, will do any of these vaccine trials that Bill Gates wants with the AIDS vaccine. Which is in other little smaller trials has caused a lot of death, just like Gardasil. Guess what? They're trying to force kids and people in Chicago to do it because we are seen as the morons of the earth in this country, the cattle that'll put up with anything. Look, I'm not like a tomato on a vine for the government to come by and pull it off and start eating me. I'm done. Understand? I'm done with all your baloney. I don't care if government people are drinking your own Kool-Aid and believe that, you know, you're not out of control. You're out of control, people! And you fools in government that see me as the enemy, they're putting sodium fluoride in your water, Jack. They're putting stuff in your vaccines, too, Bubba. All right, I'm going to shut up and take your calls. Blake in Texas, you're on the air. I'm trying not to get mad. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, good to be with you. I'm taking summer school. University in Beaumont, Texas. Tuesday of last week, I was outside waiting for my geology class to start, and out walks Texas National Guard in full military gear. And I go inside, and I'm kind of curious about it. And I asked my teacher, what's going on with the military here at the school? She said, oh, they're running the latest GPS tracking drills here at the campus. They're just running drills. Well, I go outside of class after class is over. The whole entire military that they have there on campus is just marking everything, caulk, light poles, everything in sight. Yesterday, I go back to my class, and I said, what exactly are they training for? And one of my professors that was actually helped training the soldiers in a drill said was for disaster preparedness.
Yeah, no, they're marking our homes. They're marking the universities is where they're going to hold people. People keep asking where the camps are. It's declassified. It's sports stadiums and anything with a barbed fence around it. And top off, and now they're called NLE. Before they were called top off exercises, now they're called NLEs, national level exercises. They admit they're training to lock down cities, set up machine gun points, and forcibly shoot us up. Okay? This is not me saying this. It's really happening. But again, they use that military tactic of denying when they're openly training foreign troops. FEMA has announced they're openly setting all this up. They openly are having gun confiscation drills in the newspaper. And then when we say we don't want it, they suddenly say we're crazy and it doesn't exist. So did your professor working with them understand how serious this was?
Apparently not. She seemed to, you know, just think it was, you know, just, you know, a part of everyday life. The last day of school was today, and they were still running drills up here today.
Why don't you go shoot video and go up and say, where is the training for the flu pandemic? That's how you trick them. And they'll say, that'll be Colonel Johnson or whatever his name is. That'll be Captain Thompson. Yes, we are. And say, well, what about the holding area? Where are you going to have the main, I haven't seen you doing the checkpoint drill. And he'll go, well, that was Tuesday. Did you miss that? That's how you use police tactics to get them to admit they're evil. You understand?
Well, yeah, I do. And another funny thing, when this happened last week, before I realized what was going on, all these soldiers were huddling up around their commander getting ready to do this drill. And I was standing right there just going into class. And he was saying, you know, don't engage the students. They shouldn't be hostile. I don't think in a way of violence or anything. But, you know, he was, you know, conditioning them to, you know, think that we were going to be hostile toward them or in some way.
Of course. No, I mean, look. I've been to the drills where they put the American citizen down on their knees, stick the gun to the back of their head, and blow their head off in the drill. They train to kill the American people, period. Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and A-Q-U-A Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Coming up, Congressman says Obama can use pandemic to declare martial law. That's exactly what we've been breaking down. And we said the final piece of the puzzle would be if they announced that militias are about to carry out terror attacks and reintroduced all the 1990s propaganda. And I've been saying that for months, and now they've made the announcement, and they've had the Southern Poverty Law Center out there putting out their propaganda attacking me and others. So it's now beginning. And the only way they can really make the general public the enemy and have the general public still accept that and make themselves the enemy in the name of safety is to use a pandemic to do it. But I think they're going to overlay it with some staged terror. That's why they've been drilling the National Guard and regular army, mainstream news. The latest article was in Missouri, where they practice setting up checkpoints and then, quote, the militias come and attack the checkpoints. And the checkpoints are for flu. Now, this doesn't mean they're going to do this, though. I don't see them being able to get away with it. Steve Quayle says this is it. And I hope he's wrong. And maybe we will go under the waves. Maybe we'll submit like they did to Hitler, or the Russians did to Lenin and Stalin, or to Mao in China, and that may be it. And there will be black uniforms and this hunting us down one by one and raping our wives and killing our kids. And this is what governments do normally. And this is the crew. I mean, they mean business. They mean business 110% with their illegal alien and their criminals and their felons and their foreign troops they've hired. Mainstream news for years, giant contingents of foreign troops, not foreign military units, though they have those. It's just our military's foreigners now. Now, I want to go back to the caller, Blake, and we're going to go to Michael, Nicholas, John, Doug, Tim, and others. Before I do that, though, I do want to pause and thank some of the sponsors that are making this show possible. New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and a preventative against infectious germs and diseases. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics and is non-toxic. Visit their new link on InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You've heard the medical doctors here say it's good for bacteria and viruses. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for your emergency and preparedness needs and is a great way to protect your family and friends. You can't put a price tag on your family's health, and it's also very inexpensive. It's Supernatural Silver. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Visit them today to see this new technology. It's a new, even more nano size. The smaller the silver, the better, and this is just absolutely microscopic. Go and watch the testimonials, and you'll see what I have seen. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today or click on the link on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to make sure you have the first line of defense, SupernaturalSilver.com. Also, we all need to be self-sufficient. I mean, I do have firearms for defense. I do have silver and gold, and I do have storable foods and a lot of them. And I do have little propane tanks and cook stoves, and I've even got a couple little chemical toilets in case I need them. You know, things like that, folks, because if they do release some deadly flu, and it is killing a bunch of people, it's probably just going to be a regular, no big deal flu, but if they shut down the U.S. for two deaths, imagine what they'll do for 2,000. During the hysteria or whatever's happening, I'm going to lock down my house and just stay there. I was having debates with my wife last night about whether I'll just come live at the office if there is some pandemic so I can work and operate from here and she can stay home and make sure the kids don't get it and die. But again, we don't know whether it's going to be real or whether they're going to launch this. We just know these people are terrorists, financial terrorists, medical terrorists. We know they're taking over. I mean, the Army admits they take their own troops and put them in chambers and nerve gas them to death. Project Shad. I mean, this is admitted. I'm sorry reality's so crazy. I mean, I'm just here telling them like it is. And the truth of it is just because I'm a wild man. I mean, most people, I don't understand why, cower to all of this or lie to themselves. I mean, I'm just somebody who has got enough hillbilly left in me that when I see a bunch of criminals taking over and circling around me and my family, I get my hackles up. The analogy is I'm like a dog, folks, and we all need to be like this. A dog, if it sees a creepy person walking around behind the house, starts barking. And, I mean, we got creepy, sick liars running everything that think we're their slaves. And I just, can we just get some backbone that a dog has? Can we have the smarts of a dog? Anyways, I'm going to shut up. The point is, eFoodsDirect.com, you need to get storable foods today. This is the high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid place to get it, where you get your food quick, and the food was recently packaged in the last month. They got their own big factory, high quality. It's where I got my food. I said, this is high quality. This other stuff I bought is junk. That's why I called them up and said, please be a sponsor. eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, or 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, I'm done. Going back, finish up, Blake. I need somebody telling the university. I know this is in the news going on everywhere, but we all get conditioned to these National Guard, State Guard, regular feds, Alabama Defense Forces, setting up random checkpoints, even searching three-year-olds, training everybody to be a slave. It's all part of acclimation. But specifically, you said they were getting people ready for, you know, the students to cause a problem. So this is what they're drilling them for. Can somebody go shoot some video and get it up on YouTube? Tell us the school. Tell us where it's going on.
Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas. Ironically, that's the same place where at the Texas Academy of Sciences, Dr. Pianca gave his brilliant speech. Also, this is supposedly some of the newest GPS, state-of-the-art tracking devices. Apparently, they can track, you know, if they mark something, even if it moves, they can still track it. Like I said, the geologists, they're helping these guys do this. I guess some of their technology for marking like fossils and different rock layers and things like that. And she also said, in addition to it being, you know, for disaster preparedness, it was also for rescue efforts. So when the disaster happens, they can find people easily to rescue them.
Tell me more.
That's basically the gist of it. This happened last Tuesday. I was standing out smoking a cigarette, getting ready for class, and out walks the National Guard in full military gear. They had orange vests, and then they were just going out and marking everything in sight with these GPS tracking devices. They were working in groups of two. They would go out for about an hour or two and then come back into the classrooms and analyze what they had. Like I said, the reason I really know that is because one of my teachers was running the drill, and that's what's going on. She said it's for disaster preparedness this fall, and it's for rescue efforts. And I overheard the military commander saying the students shouldn't be hostile, don't engage them. And it was just really weird. You know, I was just going to class to learn about dinosaur bones or something, and this happened. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, somebody needs to take a video camera out there and shoot some video of this. They now sell a lot of videos that are designed to upload to the web that are high quality and cost like $150, and or even if it's low quality for $45-$50. Get one, get it out, and this is going on all over the country, just like they have the National Guard out and the regular Army and Marines running checkpoints for drunk drivers. And then people say, why is the Army here? Or why are the Marines here? And they go, you're not for drunks, are you? They kill children. This is word for word state police in California. And see, oh, it's for disaster. And see, they'll even have the troops out fighting forest fires and things like that. Reasonable stuff. But it sets the precedent. I appreciate your call, Blake. Well, let's talk to Michael in Illinois. You know what? I bet it's even in the local paper. You can check Lamar University, Beaumont, Southeast Texas, Hartman. If you Google Lamar University, Beaumont, Texas State Guard drills, I bet it'll come up. Thank you so much, Blake. Michael, go ahead from Illinois.
Hey, Alex. I watched a video recently, and it showed German troops actually doing search and seizures in America. And I was really worried about this because they have video on it. It used to be on YouTube. It was taken off. And it actually showed a person saying this is what's going to happen. And they were also stationing up at concentration camps in America. Lately, I have a lot of family that lives in New York.
Yeah, no, that's my video. That's probably my video you're talking about. They're constantly pulling it down. It's Google Police State 2000. And it's everywhere. People put it up as fast as they pull it down.
Yeah, and I have a lot of family in New York. And so I went to visit New York, and I came upon a concentration camp, and I've never seen one before, and I saw one on a highway. It was sort of like deserted, but the fences were huge, and it was just incredible of what they're doing.
Well, shoot some video of it. Shoot some video of it.
I'll try.
Thank you, Michael. Good to hear from you. Let's now go to Nicholas in Florida. Nicholas, go ahead.
Hello there, Alex.
Hello, welcome.
Hi there, this is Nick. I operate the Thought Placebo channel on YouTube, and I'm a new member of We Are Change Florida.
Great, welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess this was the day to call. So much has just struck home with me. I'm a big proponent of survival, and I'm very anti-New World Order. As a survivor, I have also survived a form of modern eugenics known as forced psychotropic drugging.
Oh, yeah, well, they got 20% of the public on it, and they want to get 50% in their New Freedom Initiative. That's what it's all about. Tell you what, stay there. I'll give you another minute on the other side, and I'm going to move the next person. So, folks, have your questions, your comments ready. Finish up with Nicholas, then John, Doug, Jim, and others. Dana, 1-800-259-9231. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites. We the people have the power. So if we speak out, this program's going to fail.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as a common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
I wish your buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War.
My friends, the greatest fortunes are made by taking over governments. That's why John D. Rockefeller I said competition is a sin. These are monopoly men. They want control of societies. Period. The best of the free life. They want you under their control. They want you on drugs, in prison, with a psychiatric designation, in debt. They want you dependent. And so Madison Avenue makes you feel inadequate. They tell you to go into debt. They tell you drugs are cool. They sell you death. Wake up. Awaken. All right, Nicholas, go ahead in 1 minute. Okay, so they force you to take psychotropic drugs.
Right. Basically, I ended up having to trick my captors to become free of the psychotropic drugging after 8 months of being forced drugged.
What, did you act like you were submitting and you liked it?
Well, the thing is, they had me on forced Haldol injections. And so that was every month being forced to be injected with an unknown substance. Really, it could have been anything as far as I know. And so what I ended up doing was saying, you know, I'd like to have my physician do that because he lives closer. And so I basically forbade them to share information back and forth and, in essence, got free from the drugging and have lived a very simple and fulfilling life.
Good. You defeat them when you do that. God bless you, Nicholas. You defeat them when you live well. The French say the best revenge is living well. I agree with them. But I'll change that and say you defeat the scum, control freak, parasites. That's why you've got to be straight and strong and focused. And I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm just saying we all got to try to really be straight and strong and just keep our nose clean and reach out and expose these people and reach out to good people and warn them, because we can beat these bastards together, folks. John in Virginia. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, good show. I wanted to call when I heard the gentleman say that he had just come back from talking to his county sheriff. I found that interesting because, frankly, that's where I was this morning. And I started going into the internment camp enlistments that I got off the website there for NationalGuard.com.
Yeah, it's the Army officially says for internment camps in America, re-education of the American people, mainstream news, and what did he say, it didn't exist?
Oh, no, not at all. He looked at it. And all of a sudden, he started handing me stuff that his nephew, who was in the military, has been sending him about gun confiscation. So,
oh boy!
So all of a sudden, it's like,
let me stop you. Let me stop you. I want to shut up, and I want to give you time to break down the whole story. But see, all the sheriffs and police chiefs aren't criminals. I'd say about half of them are. So the criminals are trying to have a full takeover right now so they can get away with what they're doing and expand it. So the good news is, just like I got the DHS report from a state police officer, just like I get the Homeland Security report from a federal marshal or FBI people, I'm not going to go into any more than that, or from the Army, I get secret documents that then expose and make national news that they're following in the fetters. You're telling me you went in and the sheriff was already concerned. Okay, can you say where it is, or are you not supposed to?
Let me just say in Southwest Virginia.
Virginia, I'm going to shut up, start over, tell us what happened.
Well, just went in and had my article, actually the printout from the National Guard website. The guy was very gracious, didn't have an appointment or anything, said, come on back, what's on your mind? And I handed this to him and I said, have you seen this before? And he looked at it, and he said, no, to be honest with you, I haven't. He said, I've heard about it, but I didn't know that these things existed, or certainly this is new information. And he said, well, he said, let me hand you something. So he hands me an article from his nephew, who is active duty Army, and it involves these folks having to register all of their privately owned firearms with the federal government.
Oh, yeah, that's confirmed. And every time the feds get caught, they go, oh, that was just a local general over Fort Bragg. He was wrong. But then it did come out. No, this is happening. They're making the VFW halls even basically register and turn in their old cannons. It's really happening.
Well, apparently his nephew is very up to speed on what's going on and is active duty, and is feeding him a lot of information. And he just said to me, I am a total, complete believer in the Second Amendment. I think everybody, unless you're a felon, should be able to own firearms. And I asked him, I said, well, let me ask you something, Jeff.
Stay there. I want to hear. Yeah, you asked him what he was going to do if it happens. If we can get the police and military to just follow the Bill of Rights, the New World Order comes to a dead standstill.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It's impossible to give each caller 1 minute. Lady calls in, shot the viral video of Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee talking on the phone while a cancer survivor tries to ask her about ration care, which is in there. We've gone over the subsections. Other callers call in with troops doing FEMA camp takeover drills, GPS marking. Other callers talking to their sheriff that says, yeah, they'll put us in camps. Another sheriff says he won't take our guns. And like I said earlier, go ahead and just take a breath and look around you, because we've now entered the New World Order. And we've now entered the fight of our lives and a fight for our lives. And make no mistake, God is giving us all a chance to see this is real. With all these congressmen out saying, yeah, we're being told martial law is coming. I'm getting to that in a few minutes. With all this happening, there's no more time to live in denial, folks. We have psychological warfare experts that probe and test and are trying to see if they can sell us on this. And I just want to tell the military and police and everybody else, this is not a game. I know I say that a lot. This is not a game or a stick or a joke on this show. A lot of you have heard me 10, 12, 13 plus years, and you're believers now because you've gone and checked out what I've claimed. You didn't at first. You laughed at me 10 years ago, but saw so much of it come true. You've now gone and looked at what I've said, and you found out it's worse than I'm telling you, because I can't explain to you how diabolical it is. One story along these lines is so diabolical, I can't believe it, even though it's admitted in court documents and they were convicted in France, but they got away with it everywhere else and just had civil penalties. Bayer Pharmaceutical, this is one of thousands, but I mention it because it's well known. Knowingly on purpose put HIV and hepatitis in shots for children in their Factor VIII vaccine, Factor VIII drug. And it came because, and then the media said, why'd they do that? They didn't care, you know, because it turned out they knew about it for 10 years and kept doing it. No, folks, they think they're doing good work. When your kid gets put in a little 4-foot coffin and gets lowered down on the ground, they've done a good day's work. They go home and give each other high fives. You understand that? Now, I don't know how to explain this to you any other way, but people say I'm a little wild, I go a little crazy. What do you think it's like dealing with this every day, knowing it's true? Controlling myself. Putting up with the government's crap. Because I know most of the people in government are just on power trips or ignorant. Look, it's real, okay? It's real! You're under attack, too. Can't you get that through your head? All right, I'm going to shut up. I want to go to a bunch of your calls, and I got tons of news I haven't even gotten to yet. John in Virginia. So you're there in Southern Virginia. You're talking to your sheriff. He says, yeah, I know about the gun confiscation. I know about the military. You give them the FEMA camp document where they're hiring the troops for the reeducation centers and the relocation. And they admit in mainstream news they're getting ready to lock down cities and do, you know, whether it's a drill or not, they're telling them it's going to happen. That's like if somebody cocks a gun and, you know, or loads the chamber and puts a gun to your head and says, I'm going to blow your head off. I don't know if they're really going to do it. Point is, they're doing it. I'm tired of this mind game people play saying, I'm saying this is going to happen. No, they're saying this on ABC News, on CNN, on Fox. And then they're actually putting the assets in place. This is not a tabletop exercise. This is really going on. So I don't know. I don't know why they're going around with federal grants making police stations all harden themselves for terror attack, and even in small towns, and saying the citizens are about to attack you. What is it they're planning so horrible that we're going to have to go out and go up against the government? I'm asking you that question! Look, I try to be calm about all this, folks. I don't know how. John, just finish your story. Go ahead.
Well, I was encouraged, frankly. I mean, here's a guy that's active duty military that is informing his uncle what's obviously going on that few of us know about, and his uncle is very receptive to it and actually very receptive to the information I gave him, and I just flat out asked the question, if it gets to this point where we have federal troops in here that are going to be requiring us to go to FEMA camps or take mandatory vaccinations, what's going to be your position on this? And he said, I won't allow that. So I was real encouraged. I'm not saying there aren't some real bad folks out there, because there are, but I think there's some real good folks out there that just aren't informed. And we can't back up now. Now is when people are asking questions. We got to move forward. I did go to my pastor. I think that's another avenue that we can go to, because pastors are just a linchpin in this for so many people. And wished I could report to you that the pastor was as receptive to this information as the sheriff was. The pastors apparently don't want to get real political, so they want to stay on.
Well, you know about the clergy. Yeah. You know about the clergy response teams, and that even if they aren't under FEMA payment themselves, their denomination is. Every major denomination, both Catholic and Protestant, and all the other groups, are all the major denominations. Because if you don't, the government comes after them with their 501c3, have signed on to the clergy response team's InfraGuard. You're aware of that, right?
Yeah, I am. And I've been looking at this thing now. I'm over the half-century mark. I've been looking at this for a good 15 years, and I know you've been looking at it for a good number of years. And frankly, I'm encouraged. I'm seeing an awakening right now that even 2 years ago, if you'd started telling people this stuff, they would have thought you were nuts. Now they're not saying that. Actually, I'm seeing people say, get me information. Show me what you know. Give me this.
I agree. No, I agree. John, God bless you. One more point. Go ahead.
We got a big tea party, and I don't know if you've mentioned this or not, but on September the 12th, there is a nationwide Tea Party on the Mall in Washington, D.C. They're hoping to get a million Americans up there to show these people that we are united, we understand what's going on, and we're tired of it. So if all of your listeners could just get in touch with the local tea parties and their group, they're all going to have bus
trips.
I hear you.
I got to get to the other callers. See, the issue is the callers are all so great, and then if I don't cut a caller off, I'll never get to the next caller, so it becomes a catch-22. But just on the tea party issue, I know Lou Dobbs is good. I've talked to him off air. I know people that work with him. He has a contract before he got all political 5 years ago, and it's running out, I believe, next year, where he can do whatever he wants. And they don't want to pay out his contract because it's big. And he knows all about the New World Order. He's from Texas. He's a good guy. Lou Dobbs is for real. Now, Beck, I've seen him stab us in the back over and over again, but then he'll tell the truth and then stab us in the back. Tell the truth, stab us in the back. And to me, that's even worse than just being pure evil all the time. I can't stand somebody who's lukewarm. When I was a kid in Sunday school, I didn't understand what that meant. Now that I know a little bit more about the world and a little bit of wisdom, now I understand how bad lukewarm people are. It's the scum of the earth. But I will tell you that they are legitimately boycotting him, and MSNBC is calling out his sponsors, and they're trying to kick him off the air because there is probably a fissure in the New World Order. Well, I know there is. And there is a fight going on, a power struggle, and for some reason they don't like Beck. This is not just a ruse or a fake attack to make people come to his aid. This is an attack to shut down free speech everywhere. And so we have to defend his right to the First Amendment. Just like Michael Savage, I don't agree with him on some things, or I agree with him on a lot, but I've come to his aid whenever, you know, he is under attack. Because just like I came to Democrats' aid who I don't agree with. Because, you know, I don't agree with people that put crucifix in urine. But, folks, the media uses those images to set the precedent to take all our speech. That's the thing about speech. And if somebody is lying about you or doing something really bad, you're forced to litigate against them. But you can't have the government. Now, I'm so busy making films and things, too, that you have to stand up for yourself. And I try to take the high road with things that are said about me that aren't true. But it's just crazy how they try to attack the First Amendment. Okay, I want to go to Doug, Tim, Dana, Richard, Thomas, and others here in just a moment. Coming up, Congressman Obama could use pandemic to declare martial law. HIV vaccines they now want to push on school kids here in the U.S. Just there's nothing they won't do to us. Folks, no one will accept even trials anywhere in the world. But we are known as such idiots by the globalists that, I mean, well, we're going to cover it coming up. But I did want to get Ted Anderson on for 5 minutes right now because you've heard him do gold and silver offers in the past here. He's the owner of Genesis Communications. He's where I buy my gold and silver because, I can't find a better deal. I've shopped around. I bought a little silver here and there, you know, at street level that I haven't gotten from Ted. But Ted buys when it's low and then sells it at the low price when it's high. That's his big secret and why he's become so successful in the last 30 years. In the last 12 years setting up Genesis. So, and all the other times, I'll get up on there and I'll say, this is the last time he's offering this. And then it is the last time. You know, that super special deal. I may have done that 5, 6, 7 times in the past. The last 3 weeks, I just keep saying, well, this should be the last. This should be the last. Because Ted got so much that he put in the vault they've got off site that he was able to keep offering and offering and offering and offering it. But now the market's gone crazy. It's up $10 today, $5 yesterday. It's up over $65, almost $70 from when he bought gold. That he still, so he bought gold when it was almost $70 lower 905 to 910, 911 range. He bought them at different buys, some at 93, 95, 97, 910, 911. I've seen the purchase orders. He sent them to me. And then gold's up at 970 something, and he's selling it to you at, with it factored in the market at the 905, 910, 911 number. Silver is way, way up, several dollars. He's still selling it at the level when it was a few bucks cheaper per ounce, though Lakotas did just go up. So one of the things we said that was about to go up, it did. I see the purchase orders. Ted, what you ought to do is what stores do. You ought to show people your actual invoice, because I get these, or if you give me permission, I'll dig it out of the email and show people. On one of these gold francs, he's making $4 on it. On a silver coin, he might be making 50, 60 cents on it. This is a loss leader for Ted. And so he's selling you gold and silver at below what the market is with almost no markup, because he wants your business. And so that said, what is gold right now, Ted?
Well, the high today on gold is 961.50. When I printed it off, we were looking at about 956. It's fluctuating right now. You know, you're trying to explain why would I buy something low and still keep the low price even though?
Yeah, because I saw it 960 something. So I guess it's going all over the map then.
Yeah, 961.50 today. Of course, it's very strong. Dollar's dropping. You know, it's like a no brain situation to me. I'm watching what's going on in Washington D.C. You know, the fundamentals. I can put the pieces together and go, okay, if gold comes down in price, chances are it'll come back up again, and I've been making bets like this for about the last 2 years, where I'm able to wait till the market drops and figure that it's not going to drop further. It'll start rising again. We've been in a bull market in gold since the year 1996. I think it was the lowest that it was at, 256. It's been climbing ever since then, And so right now I watch the market dip, and I know it's a time to buy. I mean, it could quite literally, if I buy it at 910, it could go down to 850, and I could be sitting on inventory that's too high in price. But it's almost like, I got to tell you, Alex, I haven't lost, not even once yet. In the last 2 years, have I lost because I bought on the dip? Because every time it comes back up again, and the interesting thing is, the customers stop buying when the market is down because they think that it's all over. And then all of a sudden comes raging back up again like it has now, and it gets exciting again, people buy it again. It's crazy how that works. But what I prefer to do is I prefer to get people into gold and silver at a lower price. It's also to my advantage to be more competitively priced than my competition. I mean, you take that Lakota coin. I told everybody that the thing was going to be going over $20 an ounce. Well, I just had to order my last 5,000 coins, and that particular group came in, and now they're at $20.86 a piece. We were offering them at $19.96. I'm going to tell people now, the Walking Liberty half that I was offering for $8.69 when silver was at $9.10 on your show is still currently right now at $8.69. Why is it $8.69? Why? Because I was able to get myself about 50 bags of those. 50 bags of Walking Liberty halves, and one bag that is $1,000 face value, in case you don't understand what that means. 1,000 face value means 2,050 cent pieces, or Walking Liberty halves in this case. So I'm able to do something at a price that is relative to where spot was when silver was down there at about $11 an ounce.
Absolutely. People need to take advantage of this right now, Ted. The number to call is 1-800-686-2237. Here's that number, 800-686-2237. No pressure, no nothing. Call up, say you want the Alex Jones special, the silver half dollars, the Lakota rounds, other silver dollars they've got, depending on the deal you want. They've got the really low prices on the European francs, the Swiss and French, the British sovereign, the prized coin. This is an insanely good deal, 800-686-2237. The globalists all hoard gold and silver. It's clear they're going to run commodities up again. It's clear hyperinflation's coming up. It is insane to stay only in paper. Anybody who's got the assets, I would recommend, I know myself, And mainly, I have no stocks, no bonds. It's all silver and gold, and that's limited because I've spent everything on the business and the operation. But the point is, 800-686-2237.
Yeah, Alex, I mean, you're talking about the globalists. The global bankers right now, as a policy, are publishing the fact that they're no longer selling the gold that they once were. They're dropping those reserve, those numbers that they're willing to sell. They're getting back into gold right now. They're not pushing themselves away. They themselves are protecting themselves from each other's currencies. The United States dollar, people know it. The United States dollar is on a fast slide downhill. You know, there is no reason in the world why the dollar is going to stay strong. It was living the legacy of being the world reserve currency because it was exchangeable for gold up through 1974.
Yeah, now they're having these U.S. Treasury auctions and the Chinese and people are balking for the first time. Look, I don't know what's going to happen, but it doesn't look pretty. Insurance is gold and silver. This is the safest bet out there, 800-686-2237. And it's not just that gold and silver is the best bet. This is the best deal in the best bet. So the best of the best of the best, the cut above the cut, this is it, 800-686-2237. Ted, you keep holding this, but you told me you are running out. You ran out of Lakotas at that price. How long can you hold this?
Well, that is the magical question. How many people are going to buy my inventory? We'll see. Hopefully it can go through this weekend, but it might have to end tomorrow. So.
All right. They're there, folks. Call up to midnight tonight. All right, the Southern Poverty Law Center has on their website that I need to be killed. They're now getting ready.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Get up, stand up. The Southern Poverty Law Center is an anti-democratic, pro-police state group. They said the Bilderberg Group doesn't want world government when their own minutes admit they do. And the Southern Poverty Law Center put me in their big report saying that I'm calling for a shooting war with the government. And as the quote, they used a comment of the millions of comments, and it is millions on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So by their extension, they are calling for my death. Because these are moderated comments. They left this up on their website. This is about extremism, folks. White supremacists, conspiracy mongers, ilk, like Alex Jones, religious radicals, political zealots, eco-terrorists, and so on, are nothing more than irritating proverbial boil on society's butt. There is no reasoning with these mentally deranged nutcases, only handcuffs, prison, or depending upon their crime, a lethal injection and a bolt of electricity would do them and the innocent potential victims around the world all the good. So see, legitimizing our death. Sadly, Poplawski is only one of them. I expect to see more violence. Well, yeah, because you're calling to kill people. So that's a story they've got up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Southern Poverty Law Center supporter, execute Alex Jones for his political beliefs. And these are the inheritors of the Stalin purges. They do mean business. And they really do. They really are. We really are being overrun by parasite scum. I mean, well, they're bank robbers. I mean, you know, I mean, that's what these people are. They're Southern Poverty Law Center was funding white supremacist compounds, running bank robberies. I mean, that's just a crew of pirates who speak to your hatred of racism, your humanity, and get you to give them money. It's all about control. They're just gangsters playing psyop games with your mind. I've had enough of the Southern Poverty Law Center and Morris Sleaze. Doug in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead, Doug. Go ahead, Doug.
I wanted to talk to you about if you knew anything about what's going on at Akwesasne, up on the border of Canada and the United States.
No, tell me. I mean, is that one where they're killing the natives? Or what?
No, no.
Is it so liberal and loving? What's going on?
Well, Akwesasne lies right straddling the border. You have Ontario, Quebec, and New York State pretending they have some type of jurisdiction. None of them do. But I guess on June 1st, the Canadian Border Service, now the worst guys in there are all there at the Cornwall crossing. They put their building right on our island, right on our territory. So they said they wanted 9mm handguns there. And the only place in Canada with the border guys would have these things. And so our people said, no, we don't want any guns in Akwesasne. And so they just went on strike and just ran away. And anyways, if you could just on YouTube, Google or search Rekindling the Fire is a really good video from inside what's really going on there, you know. And I think that really needs to, you know, people need to know about this because the globalists have had us surrounded since June 1st. Not one word in mainstream media about it ever, except today I heard that the Julian Fantino, the criminal that runs the Ontario Provincial Police, he's announcing that they're going to crack down on the smuggling at Akwesasne.
Well, okay, I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We'll check it out, Doug. Thank you. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Today,
hey,
I
buddy.
Sent Aaron and Mike at, I think it's tips at Infowars.com.
Yeah, I got it. What'd you send?
Oh, the image. I sent them, I took the Obama fascism thing, and I sported them up with some buck teeth, and I recreated a Mad Magazine cover. And I've been taking handfuls of these, going into bookstores, magazine racks, stuff like that, and slapping them all up in front of the Time, Newsweek, U.S. News and World Report. And it looks like a real magazine cover. Feel free to put it on the website and have people use it.
Interesting. You know, though, it's illegal to criticize the president. That's un-American.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.